I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
I'm Jay Day and the Day Home Team with our Mid-Atlantic Real Estate Podcast. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you like it, tell your friends. If you're thinking about buying or selling, tell your friends to tune us in every week with our real estate podcast. Stupid questions.
We need them. We love them. We enjoy them.
I'm a lay person. I'm perfect. I got a million of these. I have talked to homeowners in this area, and a deal breaker buying or selling, especially if they're going to buy a home, they have to be able to enter the home through their garage. They don't want their car parked outside ever. They don't want to have to park and walk in through the rain. That's a deal breaker. Does this come up in buying and selling real estate?
That's probably one of the best questions I've heard, Tom, and one that's very hits me very personally. I'll tell you a funny story. We moved back to Frederick County. We left Carroll County. I've been trying to get my mom, who you've met you know, through the events, trying to get her to move closer to us. And she has a house in Carroll County with an attached garage, which she has only had an attached garage for maybe 5 years of her entire life. Never had a garage before that. Start showing her stuff here in Frederick, and guess what? She won't get a place that doesn't have an attached garage she can get into the house.
It's a life changer for people who have them, and the people who have them, you don't even notice it. But then if it comes up, they go, no, I could never be in a place without an attached garage. Number one, there's a safety factor. Number two, there's a weather factor.
Yeah, it's funny because I told my mom, I'm like, you've lived over 50 years of your life and never had a garage for over 50 years. She goes, yeah, but I have it now.
You have it now. You don't have to scrape the ice off your windshield in an ice storm.
You're scaring me, Tom. You're sounding like my mom.
Well, that's
scaring me.
I have noticed this before. I think, wow, what a luxury. I never even thought of this. An attached garage going in through the door. There's a safety. There's a weather thing. And that could be a deal breaker in buying or selling?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the example, I found some places that they had detached garages for her, and she was like, but I still need to walk outside. I can't get my groceries in. I'm going to get all wet. I can't hold an umbrella and carry things. If my hands are full, it's going to be a problem. And then the safety factor. You know, if I'm going out at 4 in the morning to go to work and I'm by myself, I don't know about this. So it is, I mean, it really can make a huge difference for people.
Let me ask you this. We had talked earlier a couple of weeks ago about bedrooms and what you can list in your house when you're buying or selling. What if somebody has a storage shed on their property? Their basement's full, their attic's full, their garage is full. Is a storage shed an asset when you're selling the house? Or is it just something that kind of shows that, hey, there's not much room in this house, you got to get a shed?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people like them. Nowadays, there are some sheds that look like little cottages and houses.
Oh, sure. They're amazing.
Yeah, you go up to, I always compare it to like Pennsylvania, because you go up to Pennsylvania, you've got some Amish places and some other places, and they've got them pre-built. They're beautiful. They have like windows. They have flower pot things hanging outside the windows where you can, it looks like a little house. And they can make a big difference for people. And, actually this past weekend, my wife and I were talking, and I'm like, I think we need to put a shed out back.
Okay.
And she was like, are you kidding me?
All right, let's say you drop 10 grand on a shed, nice shed. Are you going to get 10 grand for your house? You're going to be able to tack that on the price of your house on the end of the deal?
Absolutely not. So,
okay, I understand.
So for the seller, there's no win, except that a buyer who maybe wants one and doesn't have the money to buy one might buy your house because you have one. And on the buyer side, they get an advantage of that. Unless you get into, horse properties where you've got multiple outbuildings, then you have a different value. But a typical shed, you're not going to really get anything for it except, somebody might buy because they want to store. That's why I was talking to my wife, my snowblower. Why am I leaving my snowblower in my garage? I'd rather have it in a shed. And she's like, well, then you have to get it from the backyard to the front when you need it. I'm like, yeah.
Floor space is a premium.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff. If you can hang it up or put it up high, it's off the floor. You have that floor space, but it can get cluttered quick.
Oh, yeah, it can. My mom has two. It's funny. She has the garage, and she has two sheds. And that's where she keeps Christmas decorations and different things. And it's, they do fill up rather quickly for people. But, like I said, it can be an asset for your gardening things, your snowblower, your kids' bikes, things like that. But, from a real estate perspective, you're not, if you spend 10 grand, you were definitely not getting 10 grand back in value on it.
That reminds me of when we talked about pools. Are they an asset or a liability? What about a pond on a property? There are two categories, I'm guessing. A farm pond that's been there or somebody who installs a decorative pond with koi and waterfalls and fountains, asset liability?
It all depends on what you're looking for. I mean, I could be biased on this because I think we've talked, I know personally, we had a koi pond added to our house to be able to create that relaxing factor. You know, the real estate world, working in this is a crazy, busy, fast-paced thing, so it's nice to sit outside and hear the waterfalls and watch the koi and feed the koi. But we have a property on the market right now in Tawnytown with a huge pond, and it's stocked. So you can go fishing in your own backyard. And we've sold other homes that have ponds. People that like ponds, I mean, it's a massive hobby, and it's extremely expensive to put them in. And people that want them will see the value in having that as opposed to having to deal with itself. I mean, you know, we can go to a place to buy, lilies and things like that, and you're going to spend $50 on one plant.
Sure.
It's
water lilies, water cabbages, I love them.
Yeah. It definitely creates a feel for the property, and it can bring some value. It can bring more value than a shed. But you will probably spend more on it than what you're going to get back in your value. So if you spend
on the back end, that $10,000 decorative pond with a big 5-foot koi, when you sell the house, you're not going to get all that money back.
No, but it's funny. I'll tell you, we had a tiny pond in our house in Carroll County before we bought, before we sold that. And the people asked if we would leave the fish. And I'm like, no, we're not leaving the fish. We're going to take the fish. We'll leave the pond for you.
I'm sorry. So this was koi. This was a goldfish. This was decorative fish.
It was koi.
This wasn't a pond full of bluegill, bass, and catfish that was just on the property.
Yeah, no, it was a small little pond we had in our front yard. And actually, it was just a drop-in. We bought it Lowe's, dropped it in, put some koi in there. And the people wanted our fish. And, I'm like, it's like asking someone to leave their cat or their dog.
Really? Do you name these guys?
Well, the funny thing, and again, I don't name them, but apparently my wife has names for all of these fish. And she was devastated because we had probably a 14, 16-inch white butterfly koi. I can't remember the name she had, but she started naming off the fish that were missing. I had no clue that our fish had names.
Is that right? Isn't that putting these out there for raccoons and predators? Aren't they, pardon the cliche, shooting fish in a barrel for these animals, predators to come eat your koi? Does that ever happen? Has that ever been a threat?
It's we only lost one when we were in Carroll County. We've lost quite a few more in Linganore, but that's why we have the fox that runs around, the raccoon, we have deer, we have all types of wildlife. And actually, the funny thing is, I was like, man, these birds are going through our bird feeder seed like super fast. Well, we have cameras outside, and it's the deer is actually eating out of our bird feeders at a rapid rate. You know, they're just hanging out on the hill like chowing down.
I know the squirrels are pretty smart. They're really hard to keep out of your feeders. Anytime you think you can trick them, they just figure out a way around it, and they will empty these things all the time.
Yeah, we catch them hanging upside down and eating out of the thing, and then they've got other ones. We have chipmunks, and, I said, the wildlife of Linganore, it's a beautiful thing. We enjoy it. We go through more bird seed than we need because we're feeding multiple other animals, but, it gives us something to watch as we're sitting there eating. We get to watch them eating outside.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
We have a home of the week, Jay.
Yes, we do. Beautiful ranch-style home, new construction. Perfect, beautiful, beautiful house. Hardwood floors throughout the entire house, except for the bedrooms that have carpet. Gourmet kitchen, gas fireplace, sunroom extension. This is the last and only ranch-style home if you want new construction in the great community of East Church, which is minutes from downtown Frederick. They have a community center. They've got a pool that's going to be in. It's a great house. It's located 925 Lindley Road. If you want to see it, go to WFRE.com, go to features, look at J-Day's podcast, and look it up, 925 Lindley Road, Frederick, Maryland, in East Church.
If you have questions about a pond on your property, decorative one, or a pond that's just there with a bluegill, a Mother Nature's pond, or sheds on your property or anything, call J-Day and the Day Home Team, 855-999-4669, 855-999-4669. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J-Day.
Real Estate Podcast of the Week on WFRE.